Good morning. Today is May 10th, 2020, and this is our regular Sunday morning service here at the Midwest Buddhist Temple. Sorry for the technical difficulties getting started. The sutra chant today will be Juseige.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is both the regular Sunday service of the Midwest Buddhist is the regular Sunday service, family service, the Midwest Buddhist Temple. Today is May 10th. And again, I'm speaking to an empty hondo. As of yesterday, the state of Illinois reported the total cases of COVID-19 to be 75,085, and the total number of deaths to be 3,349. Of course, these are just numbers, but in each case, in each death, there are families who are greatly affected, and to them, our hearts go out. The trend of the numbers is still going up, and yet some states are opening up, and Illinois is just starting to open a few businesses with social distancing, face coverings, etc. And we have to wonder if it is too early. I know that this is the argument between lives and livelihoods. For the Midwest Buddhist Temple, we remain closed and continue to suspend all our activities in honor of the stay-at-home order. The spread of COVID-19 is just too scary for us to open, even with just 10 people. And before I continue, just wanted to mention a few things. Perhaps some of you have noticed the lights on the wisteria lantern is off because it does create a funny glare when it's being recorded with video. The format of the service, it is just sutra chanting and a dharma talk. And this is because this is the most essential. All schools of Buddhism have these two aspects, chanting the sutras, repeating the words of the Buddha as a way of learning and memorizing the teachings. We do it not so much to memorize, but we do continue the tradition of sutra chanting, the words of the Buddha. And we have the Dharma talk, to talk about the Dharma, to have a message for us to think about. So these are the only two aspects that we do. And for the Midwest Buddhist Temple, myself, I always tend to be very short. So this service usually finishes within 20 minutes. But that is why we're doing what we are doing. Today, of course, May 10th, is Mother's Day 2020. Mother's Day. But it will be a different kind of Mother's Day from past years. I guess you can say Mother's Day officially started back in 1914 with President Woodrow Wilson signing a proclamation designating Mother's Day to be held on the second Sunday of May. But we all know that most societies, religions, civilizations have all honored mothers in some way. So it is not unusual to have a Mother's Day. But Mother's Day here in the United States in recent times has come to mean flowers, candy, going out to dinner. Going out to dinner so mothers don't have to cook. But this year, there are so few restaurants open, so most of us will not be taking our mothers out to dinner. So again, we look at how we are coping with our stay-at-home orders and how we handle these difficult times. We have to remember that everyone and everything that is born has a mother and a father. Often, each of us have many mothers, maybe a birth mother, an adopted mother. But we all have aunties who treat us like their own children. We can have neighborhood mothers who look after us and take care of us. Then we have local mothers who take care of us after we leave home, who we get adopted into those families. So we have to thank all of our mothers and all of those women who have taken care of us. For some of us, like myself, our mothers have already passed away. So we can only say thank you to our mothers spiritually. We remember that all the things they have given us, and yet we have to find a way of saying thank you in a non-physical way. Perhaps this is the way many of us will be celebrating Mother's Day this year, even if your mother is alive. Maybe you can't go to visit them. You can't give them a hug because of social distancing. These are some of the ways that we have to think differently about Mother's Day. And we have to find different ways to express and to understand the gratitude that we need to express. We should be thinking about all the people around us. We should be thanking all the people who are helping us, just like our mothers. We should be looking beyond our selfish self. Our own selfishness, limits us. We want to look beyond our selfish self. And this is certainly the message of Shin Buddhism. We are a religion of gratitude and kindness. We are constantly receiving the kindness of others. We are constantly receiving the sacrifices of others. And we should be thankful and find ways to express our gratitude. In the world of COVID-19, we know we have to thank the doctors, nurses, medical technicians, support staff, the cleaning people, the security people, and so many more. And then there are those people who are working tirelessly to keep us safe. The sacrifices they are making are really incredible. Then there are, of course, those essential workers who provide us food and medicine and other things for daily life. For example, the other day, I finally went into a store. It was Costco. And all the checkout people were behind plexiglass walls. And it made me think, wow, where did all that plexiglass come from? Those workers making plexiglass must be working overtime, because all these stores, restaurants, everyone seems to have a protective shield of plexiglass between the customers and the service people, the checkout clerks. And that is just one example of all the people who are still working to keep us safe, keeping us healthy, and keeping us going. There are so many people to thank. And there is a world going on beyond our homes and shelter in place. And there always have been. And most of the time, we don't notice the world going on around us. But it was nice to see this past Friday, there was a nationwide run called Run with Maud, where people would run or walk 2.3 miles in memory of the birth date of Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man of 26 who was shot while out jogging. And on the brighter side, I hope you got to look outside this past week in Chicago. The air was clear and crisp. The air was clean. One of the benefits of stay at home is that people are driving less, and their cars are staying at home too, which means the pollution is down. The air that we breathe is cleaner, and we need to see and appreciate that. We always need to be aware of the world around us, because we are all interconnected, interrelated. The sacrifices we make by staying at home helps others by not spreading the COVID-19 virus. So we all know that we have to do our part. We all have to do our part to help others, to benefit others, and we benefit ourselves. Last week, I got some comments about my talk, but I mentioned a new book coming out this summer by Reverend Dr. Ken Tanaka. It's a book intended for scouts, for youth, and the young at heart. And part of the book, in part of the book, there's a chapter that Reverend Tanaka shares Buddhist humor. And as we all know, there are very few funny jokes about Buddhists. And I don't know why this is. We are ordinary people. We should not be taking ourselves so seriously. We just need to work on getting better Buddhist jokes. However, I'd like to share one of the jokes from the book, and I think we all might have heard this story. Question: why did the Buddhist medical examiner get fired from his job? To repeat, why did the Buddhist medical examiner get fired from his job? Answer: because on every death certificate, in the box where it says cause of death, he wrote birth. That is, he did not write heart attack or cancer or pneumonia, whatever. Because as a Buddhist, we know the cause of death is always birth. Okay, I know this may not be a good joke, but as I was saying, we all need to come up with some better Buddhist jokes so if you have any, you know, send them to me, and I will share them with Reverend Tanaka. But we need to keep our sense of humor. We need to remember to smile and laugh, to find the things in our everyday lives that make us smile, that make us laugh. In closing, remember your mother and all of your mothers. Be thankful for those around us who help us. And remember to keep your sense of humor as we go through these difficult times with COVID-19. Namo Amitabha, with gratitude and kindness beyond words.